Boston Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes.
Lakeside Lodge, Clemson, Farm to Table Restaurant, waiting on you now. You want to go watch some games this weekend? Great place to check all that out. You know, sometimes this time of year, that fall time of year, even on an away game, man, it's just good to come over. That open date weekend, good to come over. Check it out, the food, the fun. You got all of the advantages of having this rental property. This, you own the condo, and you can rent it out on the weekends or the times you're not using it. If you're looking for a short-term stay, check out and book a room right now and see the great friends. It's going to be in the 80s. So get up by the pool right now at Lakeside Lodge. Looking for that great investment, that great condo. Still has a few for sale there. It's LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Check those good folks out and on the short-term rentals as well. To our guest lines, UGASports.com. Dane Young, good morning, sir. How you doing this morning?
Whoa, Mickey. I don't know what kind of faces you make when you're in the bathroom. So.
Man, I am I'm a quick guy in the bathroom, by the way. I don't mess around. I don't read newspaper. I don't take my iPad in there. I just go, got to get it done, and then I got to get back. I don't want to sit there all day long. So
there is something to etiquette. If people don't know, Steve Sarkisian said that exact line to a reporter when they were asking about Arch Manning wincing when he was throwing. It was a very awkward exchange, probably the most awkward in the SEC since Brett Bielema in Media Days was talking about his offense being borderline erotic.
Which was
a really fun line from Brett Bielema at the time. But yeah, I'm with you. Like it is a business trip in a restroom, and the most jarring thing to me is at work, one of my coworkers is a little chatty in there, and like great person. I like having tons of conversations with him outside of that. But the second you enter those walls, I think that's a new conversation situation. I don't even want to make eye contact. I don't want to actually know other humans exist in that scenario.
Yeah, just get me in, get me out. I've told with the Ryder Cup coming up, I told the story a few weeks ago, and you can share this with your comrades there. The Billy Foster, the great European Tour caddy, is at the Ryder Cup a few years ago, and there's a small bathroom right by the putting green. It only has two stalls in it, and he hears the cleats coming, and it's loud, and he knows that there's only two guys, Mickelson or Woods, that's wearing cleats, and it's actually Tiger Woods, and is over in the second stall right before they tee off. And Tiger runs out of toilet paper. Billy Foster is a European guy, whatever. Tiger says, "Hey, man, can you pass me some toilet paper over?" And Foster does it. And after he does it, he goes, "Europe leads one up." So that's my only good bathroom story through all that. Faxon actually has a couple of questions for you today. He texts in, so can I get in some Dane Young text messages? I'm like, yeah. So a couple from Faxon, first of all. Can you ask Dane about the point spread being so short, even though Kirby has owned Tennessee and owned Josh Heupel so far? This is a little different deal here, but if you look at the series, I mean, going back, what was Kirby's first year in Athens?
This is year 10. He started in 2016.
All right, so he lost the first one, and a wild one in Athens, and that was the crazy 34-31 game. Since then, he won 41-0, 38-12, 43-14, 44-21, 41-17, 27-13, 38-10, and 31-17. These games have been over in the third quarter. Surprised that the spread is as low as it is?
Well, let's remember how Vegas does a spread. What's the intent of it? It's to get people to bet on it. So when it comes out initially and it's Georgia's 7.5, that sends people scurrying to put money on Tennessee based on how Georgia's offense looked against Austin Peay. The hypothetical of Georgia is going to struggle to score points against Austin Peay. When they go to Knoxville, how are they going to score any points? And then it balances out a little bit. I think Georgia should be the favorite in this game. I think they're going to cover. I think it's down about 3.5, depending on where you look. I think Georgia's going to cover that pretty easily, frankly. Tennessee's down its top two cornerbacks. I don't think Tennessee has done anything crazy impressive either, and I get Georgia's offense has its issues, but I see Georgia pounding the rock in this game, and Georgia's running game and the variety in it has been something that's a little different even compared to last year. Georgia has a lot of guys they can run at that spot. So I guess I'm not surprised in the sense that I think Vegas has done a really good job of getting people to bet and be interested in this. But I think ultimately when they came out with that 7.5, there is a level of confidence that Georgia is the better team.
Second question from Faxon. Gunner having to throw it 34 times and play well in the fourth quarter to put up 28 points against Austin Peay. Concern there?
So here's the – and I'm using this in the context of Tennessee. Overall, yeah, there's concern for the season and where this is going for Georgia, what they're capable of, because there's a lot of things downfield that he's not really attempting, and when he does attempt, it hasn't been very accurate. Georgia doesn't look like it's an explosive offense through the air right now. I'm not ready to shut the book on that, because Kirby Smart keeps saying that Gunner's done it in practice, which is fine, but you know, they don't pay you to look good in practice, either the quarterback or the coach. So, here's what I'm saying in context to Tennessee, though. So for the 4 years that Josh Heupel has been the head coach at Tennessee and Georgia has played them, you just ran down the scores. So 2 years of Stetson Bennett, 2 years of Carson Beck. Do you know how many interceptions they've had against Tennessee in those four comfortable wins?
No.
Zero. So the thing with Gunnar Stockton right now, he is not putting the ball in harm's way. Yeah. In fact, Brent Rollins, who I do a lot of work with on UGA Sports, he has all the PFF numbers, and Gunnar Stockton has zero turnover-worthy plays so far this year. So this is not a Gunnar Stockton is being reckless situation, and Kirby Smart tends to be fine with that. The worst thing is to have a quarterback have turnovers, because Kirby Smart wants to run the ball and play defense. That's always who he's going to be, and for people that want them to look like what Tennessee did last week or look like what a great Lincoln Riley offense can do, Georgia's never going to be that way. And in fact, beyond this season, Mickey, I think the sample size is strong enough now to really begin to say that about Georgia and quarterbacks under Kirby Smart, because the best one they've had is Stetson Bennett, and they didn't want him for multiple years, and it worked out in the end, but it was kind of a marriage of convenience by that point that Stetson ran through all of the stop signs, essentially. I probably shouldn't use that analogy for Georgia.
No, not Georgia, not driving. No. Don't use that one.
Let's see. What can I do there? He kept running on the treadmill even though it stopped. How about that?
Right.
Can I do that?
Yeah, we'll allow that. George Jetson stops
okay,
crazy.
Okay, cool.
Thing,
I appreciate
Jane.
That. A little Freudian slip there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the stop signs that have gotten them as much. They tend to speed on the highway.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
Stetson, I do think that there is a larger thing to be said here about quarterback development at Georgia under Kirby Smart. For coaches of his caliber, It's about as average as it gets. I mean, the NFL tells you that. I think Stetson is the highest drafted quarterback that has been there in the last decade. And yeah, he's a fine NFL backup, but you know, you're not seeing what we saw with Clemson in this run, where it's like a couple generational quarterbacks. And maybe Jared Curtis will be that next year, and that changes everything. But the data up to this point says that's not going to be the case. And I don't think Gunnar Stockton's capable of that either. But I do think Georgia can win a lot of football games with Gunnar Stockton.
All right, I've made this case all week long, and I'm looking at Vanderbilt and South Carolina, and I'm looking at Georgia Tech and Clemson, and I'm looking at Tennessee and Georgia. Traditionally, Clemson has pounded Georgia Tech. Traditionally, South Carolina's pounded Vanderbilt. Traditionally, Georgia's pounded Tennessee. But if I don't pay attention to what's happened in the past, and I don't pay attention to Lindy's and Athlon's and Phil Steele, what my eyes have seen this year is that Tennessee has been more impressive than Georgia. That Vanderbilt has been more impressive than South Carolina, and they have a common opponent. And that Georgia Tech has been more impressive than Clemson.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you on the Georgia thing here. I've used that Groucho Marx duck soup thing. What are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Like, what? I mean, you sound extremely confident. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I watched, and I go, neither played a very good team, but Tennessee's played a tougher schedule than Georgia. And Tennessee's looked more impressive than Georgia.
Syracuse is what they played, and Syracuse couldn't stop Tennessee at all. And Georgia's defense will do better than that. Of the three games you mentioned, I would be most surprised if Tennessee beat Georgia of those underdogs. Like, I think Vandy's going into South Carolina with a really good shot here.
Yeah. All right, that said, what is it? Because there is something to be said about just matchup-wise what Georgia is built to stop Tennessee. And they have done, you know, Heupel has moved the ball on everybody. What's Heupel's first year? Let me just make sure I got this right now.
They have 4 years now, so.
So this is the fifth game?
Yeah, this is the fifth one. So
he's put up 17, 13, 10, 17. And he's put – like, so
Kirby Smart has been his kryptonite.
Right. Why? I would maintain a Georgia and tell me where I'm totally wrong here. First of all, Georgia's had better players. And maybe Georgia has better players on defense this year. Maybe. But the other thing is Kirby is going to stop the run at all cost. And now it helps to have Jordan Davis in there. It helps to have, you know, some of these, you know, the not just Walker, but the linebacker 2 or 3 years ago in the national championship deal run there.
Could be Dean.
Dean and those guys. It helps to have those guys, right?
Yeah.
With that said, he's going to stop the run. And if you do stop the run at Tennessee, again, when you're playing Tennessee, you do have a chance. If you don't stop the run, you have zero chance. I think object number one, maybe even for both teams, is the team that runs the football better wins. But Kirby has stopped Tennessee's run game.
Yeah, and I think that narrative existed last year, too, in Athens. So I get it's a bit different. But I think Tennessee had a better running back. Offensive line probably equal year over year, or at least close to, with the evidence we have. You know, there's not a whole lot of sample yet, especially against quality competition for either Georgia or Tennessee. Though Syracuse is better than anything that Georgia has touched this year.
Right.
So that's I think as much as anything, Mickey, there's an unknown about Georgia based on its level of competition, and I do think some of that is it's hard to get players to get excited about Marshall and Austin Peay. So I expect Georgia to be a little bit more excited for this game, but when it comes to stopping Tennessee's run game, I didn't think Georgia's defensive line was good last year, maybe one of the worst under Kirby Smart at Georgia, and they still dominated Tennessee up front. And I think Georgia's probably slightly improved this year, because I think Xavier McLeod has a ton of potential. But I think that's the issue that we're having, is we're talking about potential with Georgia.
Right.
And what it could be.
Right.
It's not anything that we've seen yet. In some ways, I see Tennessee as that same thing. So this is really... I mean, I know it's week three, and it's crazy to say, but this feels like a bit of a linchpin game for the SEC.
Well, let me make a bigger case and throw something else on this. We just talked about this. You got a week off next week. A win, and you focus everything on Alabama, and you get the monkey off your back, and you're going to beat Alabama in Athens because Alabama's not very good. I get it. Here's what you don't want. You lose this game, and now you got 2 weeks to hear about that and to hear about the monkey in Alabama.
Yeah.
I think that's why this is a massive, massive game for Georgia.
Yeah, and I agree with that, because if it gets down a little bit, you don't see the overall talent, especially mainly at quarterback for Georgia, to overcome some of that.
Right.
But I don't see – all right, let me put it this way. Do you see a scenario where Georgia comfortably beats – or where Tennessee comfortably beats Georgia on Saturday?
I do.
Because I don't.
I do.
Comfortably, like 20-plus points.
Well, I mean, I was like 17 or something. Yeah, I can see that.
I can't see that scenario playing out at all. I can see it being close for either, and I can see Georgia having a comfortable win. I can't see Tennessee, based on what Georgia's run game is and defensive quality, is Aguilar good? I have no idea.
You're putting an awful lot more in Georgia's run game than I am. Like, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure that Georgia's run game is better than Tennessee's run game right now.
If Georgia doesn't have better health on the right side of the offensive line, they shouldn't even try to pass the ball. Because Jahzir Jackson, when he played right tackle, was one of the worst performances against Austin Peay that I've ever seen at Georgia, especially under Kirby Smart. Like, that guy did not belong playing on any SEC team, much less starting a game for Georgia. He didn't play high school football, basketball, that's what he did, and then Georgia got him because he's a big body. He is not ready. So they need Ernest Green to be back from injury. If Ernest Green's not back from injury, then all the red flags are going back up for me that Tennessee should win this game, because that's a massive hole in the right side if Ernest Green's not there.
I don't want to talk you into not liking it, but if we talk about running the football, so far in two games, Tennessee's run the football much better than Georgia has.
Yeah, but I see variety in Georgia in who – the players that have, again, sample size and competition, we can talk all about that. But Chauncey Bowen looks better than I thought he might. Dwight Phillips looks like he's really good. I know what Cass Jones is on third down. I think Georgia has a lot of arms in the bullpen, so to speak, to run there. And frankly, I really like what I've seen from Drew Bobo at center. And so if Micah Morris is a decent game, if they get Ernest Green back, I like Georgia's offensive line as it's constituted to start a game. When they've had injuries, it looks like there's not depth there, especially experienced depth. So that's what to watch for.
All right, let me say this about Georgia's run game, and feel free to disagree with this because you've seen them, and to be honest with you, I hadn't really watched anything but the highlights part of it yet. If George, and all those pieces are great and some creativity is great, and I know you've been holding him back so far, but I don't see a scenario where Nate Frazier doesn't have a great game and Georgia runs the ball in Tennessee. I think this is a Nate Frazier game, and it's time for him to come out and play. And he hadn't had two through two games, but all that other guy, all the other guys are great, but Nate Frazier better be the breadwinner on Saturday.
That's the interesting part, though, because for the little bit that we've seen, he's actually underwhelmed.
Yeah,
he had a pretty critical fumble that set everything back against Austin Peay.
Right.
And so Georgia's had these other guys like pop up in there, and they've been surprises because we didn't hear a whole lot about them in fall camp. Now, Dwight Phillips, I think that they think he's special and different. He's the scat back speedster type. Georgia hasn't had one of those in quite a while. Yeah. Brian Herrien tried to be that, but he wasn't fast enough. So I think that they like that, but maybe it's that they're holding back a little bit with Frazier, but he's averaging 3 or 4 yards. That's not going to get it done against the Tennessee. And so if Nate Frazier doesn't look better, you're totally right. I guess I just have confidence that he will based on the talent that I think he is.
I'm going on what my eyes are telling me. And I'm telling you, I think Tennessee beats Georgia on Saturday. I think Tennessee's looked better so far. And I don't think you just – I mean, maybe turn it on. Maybe Georgia could just turn it on. And maybe they played the last couple of years, and that's who they are. And Heupel can't beat Kirby. But right now, what I've going on, what I've seen and not what I've read, what I think, what I actually know, what I've seen, Tennessee's played better than Georgia. I think that's going to continue on Saturday. Anyway, all right, what you got? You got Watch Along. You got Coach Don, and that'd be an interesting deal. I do miss – I would have heard, wish I could have heard Vince talk about the governors of Austin Peay. But you got
especially since his son is running for senator.
Senator.
Yeah, so Jim Donnan is a really good voice to have for this game because
yes.
We obviously know his impact on Kirby Smart's career. He coached him at Georgia. He wouldn't tell you he's a mentor and mentee because he thinks that that's giving himself too much credit. But it's true to some extent. He's always remained a part of Kirby Smart's career. But his Oklahoma ties go back into Josh Heupel days, too.
Yeah.
And he has really seen Heupel and knows that family well. So I don't know that there's anybody in the country more primed to give analysis on this game in real time. So if people want to check that out and see what it's like, we got the College Football Hall of Famer, Jim Donnan. It's live on our YouTube channel. Just search UGA Sports. You'll find us.
And the Media Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, Dane Young. Always appreciate it, buddy. Can't wait. Open date next week. Let's review it and talk some Alabama next week.
I'm going to talk some trash to you if you're wrong. I hope
okay, please. I'm asking for it. Bring it on. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Take care, buddy. Always good to talk to you. We'll take a short break. Andrew Oliphant joins us right after this.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine. They're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value, all in one winning play. We're family-owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game, or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Discover the value of convenience with golf cart service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, or buy, we have industry-leading club car vehicles for every need. Our mobile service truck brings maintenance directly to you, ensuring stress-free service. Plus, with our simple financing options, owning a club cart has never been easier. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to explore our inventory and learn more.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. Get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I love when we talk about Schneider Tree and their core values of do the right thing, fanatical client service, culture of safety, pursuit of excellence, team first. It's a great place to work. You know, done a terrific job in our communities and what they've done around municipalities. They can do it in your yard. They can do it for your business as well. Love Schneider Tree. Love Eric Schneider, what he stands for, what he's about personally, what he's about as well. They've got some great packages, great services there. Let them take care of you with all of your trees, removal or all of your trimming or pruning and all the health care of your trees and shrubs, the emergency service they have, the commercial service they have. They do a terrific job. Great place to work as well and always hiring over there at Schneider Tree. I think he said the annual growth rate, the goal is 15%, and they see that every year. They're doing an unbelievable job and a great place to get involved with Schneider Tree. Top to bottom, great organization. Totally believe in Schneider Tree. 833-4MY-TREE, SchneiderTree.com. to our guest lines, Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction down at Katichi. Good morning, Andy O. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you, Mickey.
I want to ask you about emotion, because I'm watching these commercials, and this is a different sport we play. Like boxing, you know, it can be emotional, and football emotional. Baseball maybe not as much. Some, you know, getting fired up at times and all that stuff. But like the New York crowd at Bethpage Black is going to be absolutely bonkers. It's going to be bananas for golf. How would you handle? What would he say about it? Like you adrenaline's going. You want to be pumped up, but I mean, golf is not like us. This physical sport where we're going to go out and be emotional. And we don't see it week to week like this. We see it every once in a while or every single shot. This is going to be like a different environment we've ever seen before. What do you think about thoughts about what you tell your two teams in that kind of environment?
Yeah, some are going to thrive on it. You know, some players love it. Some are going to have to try and deal with it in their own way and find ways around. And you know, I'm sure that they'll be profiling those players of who's good to deal with it, who's not so great. Maybe the partner the good with the not so great. maybe they sit some of the players out during some of the earlier matches. We'll have to wait and see what that is. But you know, the team captains will have brought in people who analyze what gets that player going. You know, what emotions can that player bring to the first tee to almost deflect it a little bit. And, you know, keep saying these guys are professional golfers. They know what they're doing, but nothing's going to prepare them for that opening tee shot. I mean, we've heard some stories about, you know, having a plan and all of a sudden it switches as they're walking to the tee. You know, it's like, hey, bud, I can't hit this shot. You're up. And, you know, that could happen again. You know, Bethpage coming up. But you're right, your golf it's a traditional sport. I think you and I are both traditionalists when we talk about the game, you know, that the history of the game and times have changed, the modern side of it, you know, so we see that at the waste management where it gets crazy and some players avoid that tournament because of the craziness. So they'll be prepared. You know, I mean, it'll be a fine line between what's correct and what's a good camaraderie in shouting for the right team and the environment that they're in.
What do you make of, because we have seen some rookies just shine and star. There's a thought that you need Ryder Cup experience. The only way to get it is to, somebody's got to play in the first time. What do you make of how important experience is in this event?
The captains have got great experience. You know, so they can share that. The team behind them have got great experience, and maybe the rookies, you know, going into this not knowing fully, you know, the full script of it all. So that could be an advantage, you know, that they don't know what they're getting into, whereas a past player, certainly if they've only played maybe one, maybe two Ryder Cups, they know what's coming, you know, so... You could say that they give them the opportunity to prepare, but my thoughts on it is nothing's going to prepare them for what they're going to experience. So both teams, I think, have got some well-established players, some, you know, guys that have played. You know, I like Rose on the European team, where, you know, and Rory as well, where they've played many Ryder Cups now, and they can bring on these rookies, and you know. It's not that long ago where we look at someone like Poulter and, you know, Garcia, Westwood for the European side, and you know they're at the back of our mind now. They're not in the frame anymore. So these rookies have come through, and they're the future.
I think I'm right by saying this. I think Højgaard is the only rookie, the Dane, 24-year-old. He's the only rookie on the European side. So if you are Luke Donald, you get him right out there in day one to get his feet wet, or you want him sitting back kind of observing and seeing what can come of things?
Again, I'd be listening to the profile of what what the player is. I don't know the young man, you know, Højgaard, and I got it wrong because I would have picked his brother too and thrown the pair of them out there. But I'll be listening to what the profiling. If he's a quiet reserve player, I might, you know, hold off throwing him out on day one. If he's a little bit more upbeat and get the, you know, get in the face of people, then that could be an opportunity to set the tone. So and then they've got to, you know, is he on form? Does he, you know, is he up for it? So there's a little bit in the team room that I'll determine whether he's going to peg it up on day one.
Ben Griffin, J.J. Spahn, Cameron Young, all rookies, Ryder Cup rookies for the American squad. In football, we use this saying that for this is old. I think this is a Joe Paterno or a Bobby Bowden. By the way, have you ever heard of Joe Paterno or Bobby Bowden, Andrew Oliphant? Did you grow up watching Joe Paterno and Bobby
Joe
Bowden?
Joe Paterno, yes, yeah.
Yeah,
Bobby okay. Bowden, if I'm pronouncing that right, no.
Yeah, Bobby Bowden, Florida State guy there. Anyway, they would say, one of those two guys said that for every true freshman you got to start on your team, that's a loss. So three rookies, Ben Griffin, J.J. Spahn, and Cameron Young for the United States team, only one for Europe. Would you say that's a decided? But the home course, home country, home turf kind of takes away from that maybe. So would that be a big factor, you think, or not?
No. I mean, that could have been their belief, right, as a coach, and something that they, you know, if they look back at data, it might be skewed there, but, you know. To your point earlier, rookies have gone to the Ryder Cup and actually done really well. So you could have a spike analysis and throw it the other way. You know, it's like you've got three rookies. Does it trump the one? Tricky one that. You know, I mean, again, professional golfers, they're all established. They all know, let's hope they know what they're doing. They know how to swing the golf club. It's all the pre-stuff, isn't it? It's the... Once they're out on the golf course and they're playing, then they're going to be fine.
All right, let me – the final question for you. And these guys are in tremendous physical shape. And 36 holes, if you think about it, you can play five matches in 3 days. There's 36 holes on Friday, 36 on Saturday, it's 18 on Sunday. Talk to me about the physical fatigue of that if somebody is asked to play five, but more importantly, the mental fatigue of it, because I can go out and play – five rounds in 3 days, fine. But in that kind of pressure, now you're talking about being the mental aspect of it. That's got to be bigger, in my opinion. Would you agree with that? Talk about the physical and the mental fatigue, maybe, at an event like this.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously all of it. You know, I mean, you'll see it on the players come Sunday night. They'll be drained, especially if someone's going to be playing five matches. And, you know, the other side of this, too, is they're playing these golf courses now at 7,000 yards. And it depends, too, on how long those matches are. You know, if they stretch out to the 18th hole or the, you know, the 6 and 5 and done early. So the physical side, the adrenaline will get them through that. I think that every player on the team is probably fit enough and ready and willing enough to play five matches. But you'll definitely see the emotional and mental drain that it takes on a player come Sunday night.
All right, Sam, you ready for this? I'm asking you and Andrew this. right now on StubHub, Ryder Cup pass for the entire week. Anybody want to go first? On StubHub, what do you think the Ryder Cup tickets are for the full week right now?
I'm letting Andy O go
How many
first
days?
And using the, that as a reference.
Week, what, five the week, days, four
yeah,
days,
yeah.
Practice round?
23rd through 28th. Practice round included.
Is this an invite?
No, it's not an invite. I was asking you. You could do this for him. No, it's not an invite.
I'm 3,000. I know the ticket prices with. Up there crazy, right? They tried to pitch it with the Super Bowl and call it an elite event. I think the day pass for the golf course was 700. Tagging on a little bit of practice rounds, 3,000.
Sam?
I would not have gotten this right. I'll say 3,500.
$5,883 right now. And if you wanted just the 3-day, just the Friday, Saturday, Sunday's event itself, right now, $5,202 is your price to get in right now per ticket. So
it's a lot of rubbing shoulders, isn't it? It'll be an amazing experience for people that are going, and the atmosphere is going to be incredible. But there is only 4 or 5 matches out on the golf course, so the amount of people trying to watch those 4 or 5 matches, and if you do go there and think, I'll position myself on the 16th tee or the 17th green, and the matches don't get that far, then
even if you don't number 12, right, on an alternate shot deal, if you say, I want to go to the 12th green or whatever, and so you're going to see 8 shots or 8 approach shots or 8 tee shots. You're going to get to see, I'm going to go to 13th tee and see this. You're going to see 8 shots the whole day. Like, oh, man, that's crazy. It's not the Ryder Cup actually is a great environment, but far as there's only 4 groups at a time on the golf course. Like, it's not a whole lot of golf. $5,800 at this point in time. Tell me about you, how to reach you, how to help. A lot of people getting a lot of good instruction while Andrew Oliphant.
Yeah, staying busy. We actually started last night. I'm new to golf, which is always exciting because you have players that have perhaps not even touched a golf club, coming along and hitting a ball, and as soon as they see it get airborne with a little bit of distance, then they're hooked on this wonderful game. So, new to golf classes, and we start actually with our putting class tomorrow night. So that's always something I'm passionate about. And whether it's a beginner or an established player, and the fall weather, it's nice out here. Finally, I think that the mornings are certainly a little bit cooler, so warmer in the evenings. But beautiful time to come out and play golf. And the best way of getting hold of me is email andrew@katichi.com.
Andrew@katichi.com. Let's talk more Ryder Cup when we visit next week, my friend. I always enjoy it. Let's talk next week.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks again, Mickey.
Andrew Oliphant doing a great job down at Katichi. Sam, I'm going to give you a potential playoff team that not one person on earth has mentioned going to college football playoffs. Before I do that, I'll tell you about Roosters, RoostersMGC.com. Get your haircut like a man. Plaza on Pelham Road. The straight razor shave, the back of the neck razor shave, 7-step facial app. Sign up on the app. Sign up online. Do it. Give gift cards, to someone like me who has bad hair. These magicians can help you out. Get rid of some of that gray and maybe touch a thing up, make you look nice. The big meeting coming up, the big wedding coming up, the big game coming up. You need to look good. Do it. My great friends at Roosters, RoostersMGC.com. Final segment and a surprise college football playoff team after this.
America is in a health crisis, a crisis that is affecting not just strangers across the country, but you, me, friends, and family. It's a health crisis that's being caused by being overweight and so many people trying to resolve those issues with Ozempic and other drugs. But the cure for this issue is learning how to eat and think about food differently, and that's exactly what PhD Weight Loss does. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. Clients learn to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food behavioral coaching and, of course, proven science. Habits that will, in fact, last a lifetime. Sure, you could go the Ozempic route and spend $20,000 to only regain all that weight a year from now, or you go with the proven PhD Weight Loss method. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones, the GLP-1s, without any extra medication. Call 864-644-1900, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or a reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you.
The Ingles Floor Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Easley has welcomed Greer Flooring Center with open arms, and as a thank you, we are offering 12 months same as cash on your next project. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway, or start by using our flooring visualizer at greerflooringcenter.com. Take a photo of your room and then select different flooring options, and you get to see what it would look like. It makes those nights scrolling through your phone more fun. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear, as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo, we have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Petroid Road, exit 90, on I-85.
Have you envisioned your dream home nestled on a breathtaking lakeside property? Hunter Quinn Homes can make your vision a reality with our HomeSites program. With HomeSites, you can build on your land by customizing one of our award-winning floor plans to suit your style, making it uniquely yours. Don't settle for cookie cutter. Our experienced local team will guide you every step of the way, ensuring a stress-free process. Search for Hunter Quinn HomeSites online and start building your dream home in the upstate, one exquisite detail at a time.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shot, got a snap, blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz, rolls right side, throws downfield, got a man wide open, Moore inside the 10, catches it, inside the 5, touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be riding short.
And my friends at topdressing.com, remember this, topdressing.com. Sometimes these companies, they say their website's a little bit different, or the name's a little bit different, and people go, well, what's the name of it? This is easy. You know topdressing.com. You know it's what they do at golf courses, and you want your yard to look like a golf course. You want to be the envy of your neighborhood. When these teams come out in this really highly detailed organization, comes out. This isn't like just your old guy with a lawnmower in the back, man. These guys are getting down there and they're aerating and they get this compost and they get this substance down. They still won't tell me this day like what's in this stuff, man. But it makes everything jump, and it does it long term and short term. My grass looks better. My grass is darker than neighbor's grass. And so we love that. And that dark green, the Emerald Isle looking green, as one topdressing.com client says. It's easy. It's good. You're going to love it. Let them rescue your fescue. And I got to tell you, time of year, this is the time to do it. Let them rescue your fescue. So great for the top dressing and topdressing.com. 888-850-1850. 888-850-1850. You got about a 6-week window, man. You got to get this thing done. Do it now. Topdressing.com. You got to get on their books now because it's going to get tight here in the next couple of weeks. And then one thing I wanted to mention this. I'm a little bit behind. I want to welcome a new sponsor to the show. And this is something that everybody's going to be interested in. So you've been to Eggs Up Grill. Everybody on earth has been to Eggs Up Grill, and it's fantastic. But did you know now they're about catering? And so if you're a business owner, you know, how many times you got the doctor and these healthcare people come in, these drug reps were to come in, and they're bringing breakfast. Well, how many times are manufacturing? How about schools? My wife does this all the time where they got to have – they have organizations over there, but they need breakfast in. You know, athletic departments, universities. How about this? How about if you're a coach of a team and you got to have the boxed lunches or you got to have your travel stuff coming up? Full breakfast buffet to the brunchy options like shrimp and grits and biscuit samplers and muffins and parfaits and salads and wraps and sandwiches and coffees and juices. They do all this and they cater it for you. This is easy too, by the way. You go to eggsupgrill.com. You click on the catering tab. This is very easy. It's easy to the catering portal through the Easy Cater. Very easy to do. Delivery and pickup. You get times, get it all done right. So you want to impress someone at a business meeting? You want to impress your employees and do this thing right? Do it. Breakfast, brunch, lunch, catering at Eggs Up Grill. Check those good folks out, eggsupgrill.com. Chad is in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Man, good. Eggs Up Grill has an elite omelet, the one in Clemson, right near the courtyard.
Yeah.
And the pepper jack is legit good. Nick, all right, so Dabo's been very vocal and very proud in the fact that, you know, he hasn't or he zigged when everyone else has zagged, right? Like, right. I remember the Friday night before the LSU game, he was on SVP, and, you know, they were talking about it, and he was, like, super proud. And it was like, you know, it was almost like SVP was like, hey, you were right. You are elite, and you haven't portaled, right? Is it fair to say, Mick, if we lose this weekend and we end up, you know, because when you say games like BC and Syracuse and FSU, South Carolina, those games are on the table, those games are only on the table because those teams upgrade talent via the portal, right? Like, none of those teams recruit with us. So, and is it fair to say, like, the expectations going into this year were we had a returning roster, we retained all our top talent, we didn't lose anything via the portal, and this was our year to get back to dominance, you know, win a game or two in the playoff. Is it fair to say, Mick, if we go 8-4 this year or 9-3, that Dabo's way, just recruiting and not upgrading via the portal, doesn't work anymore? And I'll just give you a couple references, right? Last year we started Peter Woods at defensive end. You know, we started Barrett Carter at middle linebacker. We're starting a wide receiver at running back. Like, I just don't think that works. And when I say we should portal more, it's not like FSU or North Carolina getting 30 players because we don't have a poor culture. What I'm saying is if you have 5 or 6 weak starters, go out and try to find 5 or 6 weak or better upgrades, right? Like, you can't run the ball against Texas. We can't push anybody off the ball. Go out and buy an interior offensive lineman or two and then retain your top talent and upgrade 5 or 6 positions a year. I want to get your thoughts. Is this game a referendum on Dabo's inability to portal, right? And want to get your thoughts. I'm going to bless
you. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate that. Well, I mean, Haynes King's a portal guy, right? If Haynes King goes, does a great job in this Saturday, and, you know, your best offensive lineman, portal guy, Middle Tennessee State, by the way, Clemson tried to get him. You know, I think you're encouraged that you took 3 portal guys this year. Helt's played well so far. Alexander hadn't played a whole lot, but when he was in there, I thought he looked pretty good on Saturday, and Smith needs more chances. So there's you know, you're going to do a little bit more of that. But, yeah, I think that almost everyone is in agreement that you need to do a little more of this. And I would have portaled running back last year. I would have portaled punter. Now, punter's worked out. So, but still, would have portaled punter. Would have portaled, you know, a couple more, and not even just starters, but, like, just depth in some places. I feel a lot better about one more defensive end from a depth standpoint. I feel better about maybe one more offensive lineman from a depth standpoint, maybe one more running back back there from a depth standpoint, rather than having to move wide receivers and all those kind of guys. So, yeah, I think that's very fair. I think that's on the table. He protects his culture, but has helped Alexander Smith. Have they been bad culture guys? I think that is definitely on the table for this weekend for sure. Are you ready for my national playoff shock pick for you? And let me be clear on this. I don't think they're going to playoffs, but I've got the scenario set up for you. You ready for this, Sam Jones?
I guessed it the fourth try during break, but it took me four tries.
Right now, Nebraska's 2-0. Yeah. They've got Houston Christian this week. I don't believe in FPI, but FPI has them against Michigan right now, a 70% chance of beating Michigan at home.
Look at this schedule.
Michigan State, they got an 87% chance of beating Michigan State at home.
I think that should be lower than it is. Childs is
really
good.
I agree.
Childs is good.
They have a 72% chance of beating Maryland on the road.
I like that.
They have a 70% chance of beating Minnesota on the road.
That is a miserable. That game's in what, end of October-ish?
Yeah.
Middle of October. That's not going to be an enjoyable football game.
They have a 92% chance of beating Northwestern at home.
Yeah.
The one stumbling block right now to a playoff would be Southern Cal's a 63% chance. They only have a 36.1% chance.
It's at home.
It's in Nebraska. They have UCLA. There's a 82.5% chance of that one going to FBI. Now, they'll lose at Penn State. I feel pretty sure about that. But and then they have Iowa at home, which they've got a 77% chance of winning that one. If you go 10-2 at Nebraska with losses to Southern Cal and Penn State, are you in?
I mean, maybe. It's kind of like we talked about Rutgers a lot last year in the preseason because the schedule sucked. Rutgers. This Nebraska schedule is not particularly good. I don't think Nebraska
is. They play two teams that are currently ranked right now, and one is Michigan. And Michigan doesn't impress me, man. And oh, by the way, Michigan, who do they have this week before that one? Well, they got Central Michigan before they go to Nebraska. Nebraska's going to beat Michigan.
The obvious comp here, as a texter pointed out, would be like a last year Indiana. I don't think they're nearly as good offensively as Indiana was.
Yeah.
I don't think – I'm not entirely sure what defensively they are compared to Indiana from last year. I don't think this is that great of a football team. I actually think they're going to lose one of those Michigan State, Minnesota games, and that will keep them out. Iowa could trip them up too. I think they lose one of those. I do think they hit 8-9 wins, though. I think they're going in the right direction. Rule's a good coach. He's a good college coach. Let me make sure that's clear. He's a good college coach, Panthers fans.
So does he forget how to coach when he gets in the pros?
It's just a different ballgame. It's a different type of coaching.
It is different. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 2923-001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I don't have to call Brad very often. We talk about personal things. When I do have to call him from a business standpoint, it always works out, man. The guy always works out for me. If you don't know what you're paying on a bank draft right now, see if they can help you out. Let them compare your current rates, your current policies, and see if they can get better coverage or better rates or both. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, 2923-001. Sam, let me give you this for 2 minutes real quickly. My friend Kip sends a text in. Did Brett Key look like he was trying too hard yesterday? It didn't look natural. He's usually a fairly engaging guy, not over the top, but like it didn't look authentic yesterday. The tough guy sell thing, I'm not sure I was buying it. Not sure I was buying it. Good point, Kip. Didn't realize that until went back and watched it again. Sam, you want the music? Play the music. You got it. 2 minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
I wasn't here to talk about it, but there was NFL football played on Sunday. It was the best Sunday of the year because the Browns hadn't lost on it yet. And they changed that. Browns managed to lose in a team in a fashion that only they could lose in. And the kicker that they are still employing missed two field goals, including a 35-yarder to lose this game, one of them being a PAT. Other things, I'll give John Hyatt his credit right now. Aaron Rodgers had four touchdowns the other day. I don't believe he'll do that very often in the future here, but you get the credit right now. Other things around the league, Young Hoku looks terrible. Young Waku, a lot of kicker problems in week one. Offenses look really slow right now. Caleb Williams played one good quarter and three bad ones. J.J. McCarthy played one good quarter and three bad ones. Who knows? Offenses look terrible, and the Browns are 0-3.
NewNerdNewNerdNewNerd.com. Get in touch with the Full Service Real Estate Company in upstate of South Carolina. Downtown Clemson, right in the heart of downtown. You know, they're transparent, they're reliable, they're unwavering integrity. They give you the choice of, for renters or for property owners investments. They have 2,200 beds that they manage in Clemson in some way, shape, or form. $250 million in assets they manage through all that. Love Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. Sam, great job. Let me thank Andrew Oliphant. Let me thank Dane Young. Up next to my favorite people facts. And John, have a great day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.